Please remain seated for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel appointed for this Sunday is taken from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 16. Jesus said, "The kingdom of heaven is like a master of a house who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with the laborers for a denarius a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going about the third hour, he saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and to them he said, 'You go into the vineyard too, and whatever is right I will give you.' So they went. Going out again about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, he did the same. And about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing. And he said to them, 'Why do you stand here idle all day?' They said to him, 'Because no one has hired us.' He said to them, 'You go into the vineyard too.' And when evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, 'Call the laborers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first.' And when those hired about the 11th hour came, each of them received a denarius. Now when those hired first came, they thought they would receive more, but each of them also received a denarius. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, 'These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat.' But he replied to one of them, 'Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to this last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?' So the last will be first, and the first last." This is the Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Let us pray to the Lord. Gracious and merciful Father, today you challenge us again, saying that the last will be first and the first last. That is not about being number one. It's not about being the first and the best, but the last in order to inherit the kingdom of heaven. Not to be like the Pharisee in his pride, but like the tax collector in his humility. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. The words for our meditation today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, Matthew chapter 20, with special attention to the following verses. And on receiving it, they grumbled at the master of the house, saying, "These last worked only 1 hour, and you made them equal to us, who have borne the burden of the day and the scorching heat." But he replied to one of them, "Friend, I am doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? Take what belongs to you and go. I choose to give to the last worker as I give to you. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me? Or do you begrudge my generosity?" So the last will be first, and the first last. This is the Word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, the last will be first and the first last. What a challenging statement on this Sunday morning. As we meditate on the Word of God and worship our Lord Jesus Christ, the last will be first and the first last. And yet, that's not what we were taught or expected to do ever since we were children. Isn't that right? Yes, it is. Just stop and think about it for just a moment this morning. I remember growing up as a child and later on as a teenager on how important it was for me to spend long hours studying and working very hard. Remember doing that yourself many, many years ago? To be the best we could be in getting good grades at school. And as a teenager, how important it was to be the best in sports, especially for me in soccer or anything else I wanted to do in life. I was literally taught to be number one and to be the first and to be the best in everything I did growing up as a child, as a teenager, and even later as I went to high school and college, that it was important to win and be successful in all of my accomplishments. And you know, that's still true today, isn't it? What do we teach our children, our grandchildren, as well as those who go to high school and college? They're always encouraged to be the first and the best. Unfortunately, we live in a society in which people literally scramble to be first all the time. Children in elementary school scrambling to be first in the lunch line. I remember doing that myself. High school students scrambling to be on the top 10% in their class. College students scrambling to get into the best college and university. Employees scrambling to get that promotion they've been dreaming about for a long time. And even parents and grandparents scrambling to get their children and grandchildren to be successful in life. We've all done it. That is also true when we scramble to find a parking space. Remember that? At the grocery store, right here in Big Bear, especially on weekends. Whether you go to Vons or Stater Brothers, or scrambling for a space or a parking space at the restaurant. Or the doctor's office when we go down to the flatland in Redlands or Riverside or San Bernardino. I know I've been doing that myself. When Ruth was sick, I couldn't find a space, a parking space. And we get so anxious and troubled in getting that one spot when someone's finally backs up and opens that space for me. We've all done it. Yes, in our society today, scrambling to be first and the best never stops, never ends. It goes on and on and on. And yet, no one is suggesting this morning that it's wrong to be first or number one or to be successful in life. What's wrong is the emphasis given by our society to always be the first and the best. And why? Because in the kingdom of heaven, it's altogether very different. When it comes to our eternal salvation, scrambling to be first and the best just doesn't work that way. As a matter of fact, Jesus compares the kingdom of heaven to a master who went out early in the morning to hire laborers for his vineyard. We're told that as he went out early that morning, about 6 o'clock, he sent out a few laborers who agreed to work in his vineyard for a denarius a day. Later on at the third hour, about 9 o'clock in the morning, he saw a few others standing by idle, and he also told them, "You go into the vineyard too. And whatever is right, I will give you." The same was also true as the master found others at the sixth and ninth hour, about 12 o'clock noon and 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and he did the same. Finally, about the 11th hour, that's about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, he still found others standing, doing nothing. So he asked them the question, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" And they told him, "Because no one has hired us." So he asked him and told them, "You go into the vineyard too." And they did. After an hour, when evening came, the master and owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, "Call the laborers to pay them their wages, beginning with the last up to the first." And he did. He paid them, each one of them, a denarius, beginning with the ones who were hired last, to those who came at the third and the sixth and the ninth hour. They all got paid the same wages. So when those who were hired first came, they thought they would receive more. But guess what? They didn't. They were also paid one denarius. So they grumbled and they complained. They were upset. "These last worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who have borne the heat of the day and the scorching heat." And the master said, "Friend, I'm doing you no wrong. Did you not agree with me for a denarius? So take what belongs to you and go. Am I not allowed to do what I choose with what belongs to me, or do you begrudge my generosity?" And then Jesus said to them, "So the last will be first, and the first will be last." Yes, at the end of the day, the master does two things that reveals his grace, his graciousness. First of all, he says to the last workers, those who worked for only 1 hour before anyone else. And then he proceeds to pay everyone else the same amount, including those who had worked all day long. While those who worked only 1 hour were grateful, the ones who worked all day were very discouraged and angry in their response to the master. Yes, those who worked all day were literally angry to the idea of not only getting paid the same, but being considered as weak, equal to all the others who worked only a few hours. Now, what do we learn from this parable of Jesus? What about us, and how do we feel about it? Do we feel any different, or do we act the same way? Stop and think about it this morning. Sometimes we too are consumed in being number one and the best, and perhaps also opposed to God's grace through His Son, Jesus Christ. When we serve and work for the Lord more than all the others in our family, more than all of those in the circle of our friends at work, and sometimes even here at church. The thief on the cross is a good example of that. Even though he lived the life of a criminal, and he never ever served the Lord Jesus Christ, before he died, he asked Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom." And what was Jesus' response? "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." Yes, Jesus didn't treat this criminal any different than he treated his disciples and those who followed him for 3 long years. And why? Because in God's eyes, we're all treated the same way as sinners in need of God's love and forgiveness through His Son, Jesus Christ. We're all in the same boat, regardless of how many years we have served the Lord Jesus Christ, no matter how many years we have been members of the Lutheran Church. When it comes to our eternal salvation, it really doesn't matter. What matters is what Jesus has accomplished for us on the cross, His suffering and death. There is no scrambling to be number one for the kingdom of heaven, or being first, or winning, but always being the last. That's what Jesus says. The last will be first and the first will be last. Not to exalt ourselves like the Pharisee in the temple. I thank thee, God, that I'm not like others. Robbers, adulterers, evildoers, or even like this tax collector. But to humble ourselves like the tax collector, the publican did, God be merciful to me, a sinner. He would not even lift his eyes to heaven, but beat upon his breast. God be merciful to me, a sinner. As a matter of fact, our good works, our self-righteousness, and what we have accomplished in life doesn't matter when it comes to our eternal salvation. St. Paul makes that very clear in his letter to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. For it is by grace that you have been saved through faith, and this is not your own doing. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And then we're reminded of what Dr. Martin Luther wrote in the short explanation of the second article of the Apostles' Creed. I believe that Jesus Christ has redeemed me, a lost, condemned creature, purchased and won me from all sins, from death, and from the power of the devil, not with gold or silver, but with His holy, precious blood, and with His innocent suffering and death. Yes, at the end of the day, Jesus is the one who suffered and died on the cross for us. And even though we don't merit or deserve Jesus' love for us, He still accepts us and always takes us back. John 3:16, God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have eternal life. And as we come again to the table of the Lord today and we receive the true body and the true blood of Jesus, He touches us again with His love and forgiveness, even though we don't deserve it. But He makes us worthy through His suffering and death on the cross as we come and kneel and receive His forgiveness. Yes, may God the Father bless us through His Holy Spirit as we always listen to the words of Jesus, that the last will be first and the first last. May our prayer today be the words of the hymn of the day, Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now am found. Was dead, blind, but now I see. In Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.